USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Counterterrorism police investigating an explosion outside a hospital in the England city of Liverpool. The blast killed the passenger of a taxi and the driver was injured. The blast occurring during a two-minute period commemorating those killed in military conflicts.
The car involved was a taxi which pulled up at the hospital shortly before the explosion occurred. Work is still ongoing to establish what has happened.
Three men in their 20s are under arrest for the explosion. The FBI says hackers did not access any data or personal information on its network, sending out thousands of fake emails warning of a cyber attack. The FBI is saying they have fixed the software vulnerability. 11-year-old girl is the only survivor of a plane crash on an island in Lake Michigan, the commercial aircraft carrying four other passengers. The Coast Guard says four people, including the girl's father, died. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
After 2 weeks of talks, nearly 200 countries attending the COP26 climate talks in Scotland agreed on a global climate deal.
Hearing no objections, it is so decided.
Glasgow Climate Pact, the first ever global climate deal where nations have explicitly agreed to reduce the use of coal. Monday, a big day for the Biden administration.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says at that event, he will also announce who he's chosen to be the infrastructure coordinator, someone that she says will oversee the implementation of the $1.2 trillion measure and make sure the funds are spent properly and that there is accountability.
And expect it will be someone from outside of the administration.
A ceremony planned Monday for the signing of the infrastructure bill. In the NFL today, Titans holding on to beat the Saints 23-21. Washington football team getting just their third win of the season, 29-19 over the Buccaneers. And the Colts move to 500 with a 23-17 win over the Jaguars. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The former chief strategist under President Trump, Steve Bannon, expected to turn himself in and appear in court on Monday after being indicted last week by a federal grand jury on two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to testify before the January 6th Select Committee investigating the Capitol riots. Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, on why he did not show up at the committee.
The partisan January 6th Select Committee is not concerned with facts, the law, or executive privilege. It only seeks a narrative to distract from the failing Biden administration. That's according to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Newsmax.
And yet it's been basically their way or the highway, and so they took a very aggressive move today. And sadly, I think what most Americans are seeing this is an attempt to really keep the focus on January 6th and not on their failing Biden administration policy.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A New York judge on Friday dismissed a lawsuit against the former president, and a second suit against him was dropped by the woman who filed it. A judge tossing out a suit filed by Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, seeking nearly $2 million to cover legal expenses. The other lawsuit by former Apprentice contestant Summer Zervos was dropped after she accused the former president of groping her and sued him for defamation when he denied those allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.